Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
We've talked about OnlyFans, the website where regular people post sexy photos of themselves in various states of sexiness, right? And there are some people that are using this like as a full-time job. And we've talked about the fact that you have thought about starting a page, right? Well, there's a kid. His name is Jacob Hawley. He has an OnlyFans account with his dad.
What?
I'm not making this up. I'm just watching their video here. The two of them post pictures together. They're making close to $40,000 a month. They're both bodybuilders. They're not nude. They're in underpants together.
And they're making $40,000 a month?
I got to say, the two of them are pretty well cut. I mean, you could tell they go to the gym all the time, that sort of thing. So, I mean, they got, you know, they got bodybuilder bodies, but they're father and son, and they post kind of, you know, Calvin Klein underwear commercial pictures together. Can you picture that?
Yes.
You know, so I mean, I guess you could say they're sexy pictures. It's not as though they're engaging in activity together, but they're definitely both.
Are they nude?
There's some where they're nude, but they're not showing any of their privates or anything like that.
I can't only picture it. I'm looking at it right now.
Did you find it?
Subscribing this crap.
By the way, Jake the son has his own personal account. This one without dads. He does get nude on that one. Makes another $9,000 a month right there. So they're making like $1 million a year.
Here's what
posting these pictures on OnlyFans.
Here's what I don't get. I will say I do have an OnlyFans account. I have no fault. I don't do anything with it. There's nothing posted on it. I just made it to see what OnlyFans was. I don't understand how people are making money like this. I'm not faulting them. I think you do you. But,
sure.
But listen, Pornhub is free. Like, why are people paying? Am I wrong, though?
It is true. And there's amateur people on there, too. So if you're interested in non-adult film stars, I'm not sure why people are paying this kind of money.
I don't get what, and maybe I'm missing it because I don't have a paid membership and I'm not, you know, fully engaged. But I don't understand what am I missing here? Why are they making $40,000 a year?
I think there's some sort of an allure. This is like, there was a mom who got in trouble, if you remember.
Right.
And she wasn't nude at all. She was just wearing bathing suits and that kind of thing, and she was making like $100 million.
And that started, her husband wanted her to do it, and it started as a thing for the two of them, and she ended up making all this money. I guess I don't understand why someone is willing to pay.
If I could get you to do this, I'd be like Colonel Tom Parker with Elvis. You know what I mean? I'd be running your career.
Nobody's gonna pay to see that.
That's not true. People will pay for all kinds of things. Now let me ask you this, and Vinny, this goes for you too. How much money would it take? How much money, if you knew how much you could get a month, would it take for you to do this, to go, you know, to do these nude photo sessions with your parent or your sibling?
Well, with your parent?
Yeah. So if you and Dawn were going to do a nude photo session together, you don't have to look at anything. You just know that both of you are going to derobe to take these pictures. If you knew you were making $50,000 a month, would you do it?
Yeah.
You would do it.
For $50,000 a month?
Would your mom do it?
Yeah. Have you met my mother? Absolutely.
She'd be like, I'll do it for $100. I mean... Here they are. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Welcome to a Back to Business Monday, January 10, 2022. I think I got it down. Remember, I was struggling last week trying to remember that it's a new year.
Yeah.
I'm a little uncomfortable with people saying Happy New Year. It's over. You got to stop now.
Have you heard that still?
Yeah, there's still people doing the Happy New Year. That's it. Stop.
I've gotten, even over the weekend, a few more happy birthdays, which is really nice, but now I'm like 5 days out.
Yeah, well, so. we're almost 2 weeks out from New Year's Eve. So
yeah, I guess that's true.
That's enough. Enough with it. We went out to dinner the other night. The place is still playing Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like some lights here and there. It's nice to brighten up winter, you know, but the holiday season's over, okay?
I hear you, and you are right, but I also I also feel like there's nothing to look forward to really in January. In February, I guess, has Valentine's Day, but that's not.
Don't forget Groundhog Day.
Okay.
President's Day.
You are the only person I know who looks forward to either of those.
Lincoln's birthday. February is a big month. What are you talking about?
It's huge.
It's a huge month.
Do we get those days off of work?
I think you get President's Day.
Okay, well then I'm excited for that one. But other than that, there's really nothing to look forward to. So I kind of like the extension of the holiday Christmas season, hence our winter tree, like we've talked about several times.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to say Happy New Year to you, but I didn't hate having the Christmas lights and the music still on at the restaurant. I didn't have to listen to it every day or in the car, but it was nice for, you know, our little weekend meal.
I guess. It's just over. I don't know why people still say, I mean, I guess it's a pleasant thing to say, but it just bugs me because it's not correct.
Well, you also had an opinion on whether or not people said Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or any of those, too. You didn't like, so you just despise everything holiday related.
It's not that I despise it, but I just think that whole argument from these people that are angry about, you know, they're just about Merry Christmas. I just think, you know, say Merry Christmas when there are holidays before and after Christmas. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
And I don't know how this turned into a thing that people are anti-Christmas. It just
But why couldn't like I say Happy Holidays to you now because you like to celebrate President's Day and Groundhog Day, which are also holidays. So couldn't I just say Happy Holidays to you all year round?
What a tremendous waste of time all of this is.
I'm just asking.
Although I suppose you're right. You could. Could probably do that. I mean, because there's holidays all the time.
Uh-huh. Happy Holidays.
It's like the middle of May. Happy Holidays. Which one? Well, it's National Tomato Day.
It's Memorial Day.
I got a list here from a website called New Arena. Where I'm giving you celebrities that get an opportunity to be in a big movie, and they turned it down and made a different movie instead.
Hmm.
And so they made probably a bad career move.
Oh.
And it's kind of interesting because you're trying to imagine these people in this other role that you so associate with a different actor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like first on the list, they've got Tom Selleck was supposed to be Indiana Jones, and he turned it down to do Magnum P.I.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't picture that at all.
He got cast, and they wouldn't let him do it before Harrison Ford got the role.
Interesting. Can you envision that?
Yeah, there was actually an episode of Magnum P.I. where they had him imagine, because it was like a joke, because it was in the press, about how he was supposed to be Indiana Jones.
Wow.
There's one of Christina Applegate. She was supposed to be the lead in Legally Blonde.
Oh, I could see that, I guess.
She ended up doing a movie called Just Visiting instead, which nobody's heard of, so that was a poor choice.
It was. I could see her doing Legally Blonde, though.
Matt Damon did Downsizing instead of Manchester by the Sea.
Okay.
That's the one that Casey Affleck, his buddy Ben's brother, was in. Downsizing, not a hit.
No. I think Manchester by the Sea was nominated for an Oscar, too.
This is interesting. Michelle Pfeiffer was supposed to play the role of Clarice in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, and okay.
This is great. She had scheduling conflicts because she did the music video for Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise.
Also good choice. She made an all right choice there.
Remember The Beach with Leo?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Not a bad movie.
No,
but
not at all.
But he originally was offered the part in American Psycho that Christian Bale did.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't do that.
It would have ruined him for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't do that because I have a hard time looking at Christian Bale after seeing that movie. I mean, he was fine, I guess, as the Batman because he was kind of, that's a dark movie as well, but no, don't do that, Leo.
We were talking about this a year or so ago, I think, that I've never seen that movie, and I guess he murders people playing Hip to Be Square, the Huey Lewis song.
American Psycho,
That's the first record I ever bought as a kid.
Oh, that's such a crazy movie. He's so weird.
Brooke Shields was supposed to be in Scarface, the Michelle Pfeiffer role.
Oh.
Say hello to my little friend.
Okay.
She did a movie called Sahara that I've never heard of. Speaking of Batman, Katie Holmes was supposed to do the second one, The Dark Knight. Remember she was in Batman Begins?
Yeah, yeah.
Did a movie called Mad Money instead.
Oh, yeah. I saw that movie with Diane Keaton.
Now, here's another one we like. That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
He was originally offered the Tom Cruise role, and Jerry Maguire was doing That Thing You Do instead.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if I can picture that.
No. I got a couple more here. Ray Liotta from Goodfellas.
Uh-huh.
Because of that role, they wanted to put him in The Sopranos. He was first offered the role of Tony Soprano.
Oh, really?
Before Gandolfini, he instead did the Muppet movie. That's a poor career choice.
It was a poor career choice.
Speaking of TV shows, Matthew Broderick was first offered the role of Walter White in Breaking Bad. Can you imagine that?
No.
If he shaved his head, I can see him doing that.
He's too nice, though. That's that role, no.
Molly Ringwald, Pretty Woman, before Julia Roberts.
No way.
She was a big star at the time, if you remember. She had all those big 80s teenage movies.
I guess. I don't know. I don't see that at all. That would have been such a different movie if it was Molly Ringwald.
Maybe this is the most interesting one. Pierce Brosnan was offered the role of James Bond, but instead ended up doing Remington Steele, the TV show, and they hired Timothy Dalton instead.
Oh, okay.
And then a couple of years go by and they go, so we still want you to do it. Do you want it? And then he ended up doing it after all.
I was going to say, didn't he do one?
Yeah.
He was a good James Bond.
So there you go.
There you go.
Pierce Brosnan history there.
All right.
So what have we learned today? We learned that you can say happy holidays all year.
Uh-huh.
And that you hate Molly Ringwald for some apparent reason.
I don't hate her. It's just not Julia Roberts.
Now you have a friend who is planning a bachelor party. That's right. I said bachelor party. In addition to being the maid of honor and planning the bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get into that. We got a he said.
She said.
That's coming up here at 7:50, 7:29, 20, hashtag mom confessions. And Vinny is asleep in the corner. There he is.
What?
All right, off we go into a brand new week. Let's see what's going on. on the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Thank you for sending these into us on our website or on Facebook. Monmouth County Bridal Show is happening this Sunday from 1 to 3 at Jumping Brook Country Club in Neptune. Free admission. You meet with wedding vendors, sample chef-prepared cuisine. Okay.
Ooh.
Listen, I'll be happy with little cheese cubes. Live entertainment, honeymoon giveaways, and other door prizes. I know that might sound strange because you probably have just woken up. But for us, we've been up for a while now, and I started fantasizing about lunch. So I'm just thinking
and
of
cheese cubes.
A little cheese cube. Colby Jack, maybe some sharp cheddar. Come on.
Also, do you have to be newly engaged to go to this? Because I still have yet to get my honeymoon, so I feel like I could go.
Go win one?
Yeah, why not?
Retroactive. I don't blame COVID. That's what everybody else does.
There you go.
AmericanBride.com for all the details. I feel like I've been on that website, and that is not what you might think. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Wow.
New Jersey RV and Camping Show. It's happening at the Convention Center in Edison this weekend, starting Friday. Shop the largest selection of innovative RV products and accessories, as well as travel destinations, including campgrounds and resorts. TradeIndia.com for the tickets, or go to the Expo's Facebook page. It's a joke.
Uh-huh. Okay?
And the 13th Annual Winter Festival, Bonfire and Fireworks, happening at the Municipal Baseball Fields in Warren. This Saturday afternoon, they'll have carriage rides, go dashing through the snow on a one-horse open sleigh, sort of. Petting zoos, carnival rides, and ice carver.
That's fine.
I wonder if this is a guy that's got the chainsaw or if it's a guy with an actual knife. You ever seen the people use the little, it's like a scalpel.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of, it looks like the one they use for wood, too, right? It's like the little...
Yeah, the precision at which they can, they can do like George Washington's head in ice. It's crazy.
I can't even make my cube square out of the thing that's shaped square.
Stop talking about cubes. I'm back to the cheese again.
All right.
Colby Jack. Maybe that Swiss that's got the little pieces of pepper in it. Oh, man, that's so good.
Pepper Jack?
Oh, gosh. Carnival games, hot chocolate, a whole lot more. Hot chocolate and cheese. Now, that sounds delicious.
Together?
Yeah.
No. That's
then
gross.
You know, hot coffee, hot chocolate, it melts the cheese. So good.
Ew.
Recreation at warrennj.org for more info on that. If you feel like taking a little cruise this weekend, there's just a couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning. Get all the events anytime at your fingertips on the app or at 1071theboss.com in the events page. I was teasing Vinny because he's a little quiet. He said, I'm tired. I said, well, I hope you're not sick. And he goes, no, I don't get sick. I said, what do you mean you don't get sick? It's scary out there. You know, I mean, we wear face masks in the hall and stuff to try and stay safe. And, you know, we're wiping everything down and all that. He goes, well, I'm invincible. I mean, you're invincible. I said, why are you invincible? What does that mean?
Invincible.
What does that mean? You're not invincible.
Obviously, I'm not. But I'd like to think I am. I have this, like, weird courage right now because I've been in so many contact cases with people who have had COVID.
Now, if you don't mind my saying this, I know your mother tested positive a bit back, and you had to take a couple of days working from home because of that. I remember your girlfriend had it, and you guys had been together, and you were like, oh my God, right? Because he found out during the show that she was positive. Yeah. He's like, oh, I gotta go, I better go home, and all of that, and then he's negative, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I've been in contact with way more people than I would be comfortable admitting that have had COVID, and I've tested every time after, right when I find out, I get tested. And I've yet to test positive.
I mean, there's
some
people.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But
yeah. There's been people here around the building that we find out, and then they tell you if you develop symptoms, get tested and all of this. Yeah. And now, to be fair, you and I have never tested positive either. I mean, is that okay? I guess we're admitting some personal business, but
are you doing your own tests, or are you going and getting them done?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just swabbing myself.
Well, there are at-home tests.
If
that's
you can
why,
find
that's
them,
that's
yeah.
why I'm asking. If you,
no,
if
I'm
you,
going in, I'm okay, going in somewhere and getting them done.
Because I didn't know if you were just like, okay.
Vinny likes to pay for it if he can. You know what I'm saying? He's tired of doing it at home for himself.
That's why I like OnlyFans too.
All right.
But that is kind of remarkable because it just seems that, you know, everybody here, it's almost not news anymore. You hear a celebrity gets it or a political person or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just obviously it's a scary time. It's so contagious with this Omicron thing. It's kind of crazy to be a person that, as far as we know, have not gotten it. And Vinny, you've never tested positive as far as I know, right?
No, and it's funny because I can look online, my account I have, since like COVID's been a thing, I go to the same website to sign up to get a test, and it's shown all of my recent tests. I've taken 11 total.
Wow.
Never once positive. So,
are you somebody that gets sick in general? I know you
do. That's what's funny. It's like I'll get the flu or a cold like every other week. Yeah, no COVID.
No, knock on wood. I'm a person who never gets sick. I'm a big germ. Yeah. I was, and we've talked about this many times. I was a germaphobe well before everybody was.
You were.
You know, sanitizing.
You were
everywhere.
Always doing the hand sanitizer and never. I mean, you if you touch your phone, you can't touch your food.
Still
you,
doing that.
I mean, you. So you. It's not that you like COVID, but you like the procedures that have been put in place because of COVID.
We should have been doing all of this anyway. Maybe COVID wouldn't have happened if we were all hand sanitizing more.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
But yeah, I get sick like maybe once every 5 or 6 years.
You do.
Knock on wood. So.
Yeah.
I have horrible allergies, so sometimes
I do too.
I
have
feel
really
sick.
Bad allergies.
But I think that's because of Rick the cat.
You know, it's funny. I go back and, you know, you have those Facebook memories.
Yeah.
I almost daily can go back on one of the years and it's like, getting sick again. Oh, I got bronchitis. I have this. And knock on wood, I have been, for the past couple years, I've been okay. I got...
Yeah, but there was a point before you became a DJ that you were a nanny.
Yes, I was always
You used to work retail, so you'd be in the mall with people all
day
long.
That's true. I guess I didn't really... Yeah, that was...
You probably had sinus headaches from that nitwit you used to be married to. I mean, there's a lot of factors
Those
there.
Were not sinus headaches.
There's a lot of factors there.
Yeah.
But... No, there's something about the three of us. We're like the Fantastic Three. That thank you, Jesus, we have not gotten COVID or had any sickness at all between the three of us over the past couple of years.
We should make capes. Can we have matching capes? What do you think?
And listen, I'm not saying it. I'm not being funny about that.
No,
I'm grateful.
No. Yeah,
I don't know what we're doing. Maybe we're Karens and we didn't realize it.
Or maybe we all just have no lives and we're always either here with each other or at home.
No, Vinny's...
You might be on something now.
Vinny's saying that he knows a bunch of people. I mean, he told us. He was with his girlfriend and then he tested negative. So
Yeah. And I'm just invincible. I'm ready to admit it.
You're super
Nobody
lucky.
Can touch me or hurt me. You know what? I like the sickest, biggest, scariest person
Stop
to come
it.
After me.
Stop
and
it.
give me their best.
I'll tell you what.
Puff on me.
I'll tell you what. Let's go out in the parking lot. I'll run you over. I'll back into you with my car. Let's see how that goes for you.
See how invincible you are.
I don't know if you saw this on the news, but there's a big convention out in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It might have wrapped up over the weekend. It was last week and through the weekend, the CES convention.
What's that?
Which is all new digital technology.
Okay.
And so a lot of radio people go. So I know some radio people that were out there because they've got new audio products and that kind of thing. But they've also got computer companies and video game companies and car companies and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And robotics companies. Now, this has been around for a while. I mean, we've had robots for a long time, but they're getting crazy. This is so scary. But these, you know, people talk about that deep fake with the way the AI can make it seem like you've said something that you didn't actually
Very
say.
Very scary.
They got robots. They say that people are going to be marrying robots in like 20 years. I mean, it sounds like it's so far-fetched that it can't possibly be true. Because, you know, like you look back, they've got history books from 1910 or what have you.
Right.
Where they predict about these flying cars in the year 2000. Of course, that didn't really happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they say that this is all coming. And this is a AI robot speaking here.
My name is Amica.
Amica. Why do they all have these weird names like Alexis and...
I don't know.
Siri and...
A-M-E-C-A. The spelling bee.
Oh my God, it's just chilling, and it's
like the Stepford Wives come to life.
It is, because it's got that kind of the face doesn't really move like a human, but just enough that it, if you didn't know, now it looks like a robot. It's got the plaid, but like if it, they make the material looks like skin, it's creepy.
That is creepy. I can't imagine just having a robot walking around town one day like that. I do think that that's really scary.
Now listen, we can get a robot like Rosie that vacuums and cooks eggs in the morning.
Yeah, but she has to look like Rosie too. She can't look like a perfect Stepford wife. I'm not going to.
Let's do it. Let's have robots that are smart and intuitive like this, but let's not have them look like people.
Yeah. That's,
have it look like Rosie
the
from the Jetsons,
part.
And
that's
then we're
the creepy part.
Then we're in business.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not.
All right. Time for hashtag mom confessions every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. I'm sure there are moms that would love to have a super nanny robot to help out a little bit.
Oh, Rosie.
You could just sit there and. You know, sit there and read to your kids and listen to them talk about what they're watching on Roblox. It's a robot for Roblox.
It's perfect.
We search this hashtag on our socials and we hear from moms every single day. Maybe we'll hear from you if you send one in, just like this.
At Green Day Baby said, my preschooler asking me which of the animals were around when I was little. That was the highlight of my weekend.
In other words, were dinosaurs around when you were a kid?
Yes, I think so.
Mom, are you a cave woman? No.
Trina Marie 34 said, today's realization, after school detention is technically free babysitting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So encourage bad behavior from your kids.
I don't know if that's the best thing to do.
I can't pick them up till 4:30. Just flip your teacher off. can't get there before my boss has got me working on a project.
Stop it. That's awful.
I
got to
Zoom. There's nothing I can do.
That's awful.
You better put some gum underneath your chair.
That's awful. Melon Baller 77 said, being a parent has taught me a lot. For example, I've learned that my body is actually just a poorly constructed jungle gym. And also, when your 7-year-old asks for lasagna at 7 a.m., you can use it as an excuse to also eat lasagna at 7 a.m.
Listen, I feel like that might be a kid I didn't know about asking for lasagna at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Garfield.
Or Garfield. Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, we share them right here. Send one in. This is kind of like The Price is Right, but I was reading a list here of things people do, you know, for New Year's resolutions and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it has to do with changing themselves, whether it's their body or whether it's weight loss or whether it's trying to quit smoking to get healthier, quit drinking. And
New Year, new you.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I say it's like The Price is Right because here's the cost of some of these things that people say they're going to do to change themselves, you know, change things they don't like about themselves.
Okay.
Gym membership. Averages $10 a month.
Yeah, for one of the gyms.
Yeah.
If you go to like any other one than that one, it's a lot more than that.
So that's $120 a year on average for a gym.
Okay.
But they go up to $175 a month depending on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a personal trainer and a pool and all of that sort of stuff, it can cost you upwards of like $1,000 a year.
At least.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You ever thought about getting eyelash extensions?
Yes. I told you I wanted those for my birthday, remember? I
already got them.
Regular payment plan, $199.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is more than we've paid because we've talked about you've gotten Botox before.
Yeah.
Say you have 50 units, $750. 60
units?
Yeah, $750. $15 per unit.
Oh, well, no, I paid $15 per unit, but I didn't need 50 units. I needed 30. So maybe it's because I started younger.
Depending how bad your crow's feet are?
Yeah, but seriously, that's how it works. So the more you need, obviously, the more expensive it is. But I did pay. It was $15 a unit. So that's average.
Microblading. You personally say, you know, I always wanted nice eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I want to change that for my Instagram picture. The semi-permanent tattoo that they put there costs you an average of $600.
Yeah.
Or $300 per. You can't just do one, right? you can't just do one eyebrow.
What? Please tell me they don't price them singly. It's got to be a package price.
Well, some people have like an ugly side of their face and a pretty side. Notice people when they take pictures or selfies, they're only
just
taking
like
one
the left side.
Side,
that's right.
Just the left.
You get some girl on Instagram that you're friends with. She's like Alfred Hitchcock, only one side, just a silhouette.
She's got the Phantom of the Opera mask on.
How about a rhinoplasty?
Ooh, the nose job.
AKA nose job. Mm-hmm. That'll average $5,400, $5,000.
Wow.
Wait, they really call that a rhinoplasty?
That's what that's called.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because if you got a big nose, you look like a rhinoceros. Isn't that insulting?
Pretty messed up.
I just told, I don't know if you remember this, but I told you, I showed you a friend that I went to high school with, and her husband last year for her birthday got her plastic surgery and said, you can either get a nose job or a boob job. And she picked the boobs. And I said, she should have gone with the nose.
Yeah.
She should have gone with the nose.
She got a big honker.
The boobs were all right before.
There's no doubt about it.
If I'm going to change anything on my body, I'm going to like give myself abs or something.
Yeah, if you could pick like one plastic surgery, extensions. If it was one or the other, what would you pick?
I don't know. I would like arms.
You get like I know they have calf implants. I wonder if you could
I like.
Yeah, I hadn't even gotten to that part of the page, but I just scrolled down here to different plastic surgeries. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get bicep or calf implants, that'll run you between $4,000 and $9,000, depending on what you're looking for.
Wow.
Looking for tummy tuck is $10,000. Boob job, between $5,000 and $6,000, which is not as bad as I thought.
No, It depends on what you get, though, because there's, obviously, I've done extensive research on this because I want all the stuff and things. But there's the saline, there's the silicone, there's different.
Would you believe that getting hair plugs? $10,000. So on average, it's almost double the price of getting a boob job. I would never have guessed that.
Really?
Yeah.
To like get hair?
No, the hair implant, the plugs where
because they have to put they have to do it like the single hair graft into your head. So that's probably a pretty
it depends. It can go from $6,000 up to $12,000. It depends how.
It's like growing a chia.
Yeah, that's right. It's like growing a Bob Ross chia pet.
Yeah, there you go.
But you can tell when somebody has a cheap hair plug job done. Like people make fun of Biden because he's got, and William Shatner's another one because if you look closely, you can kind of see the.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Shatner's another one.
I didn't didn't know that.
He used to wear a hairpiece.
Well, I think that when you first get them done, because again, they have to go in individually, you can really see it. It's like an open pore, but I think the way it's supposed to work is as time goes on.
But the plugs are different, and then there's the other, they can do the thing where they, what is it, Propecia, I think it is, where they can actually grow new follicles.
Yeah.
But then there's another deal, and this is like when they take a little piece of your vein from your leg when you have a heart thing. They can take a piece of your hair from your leg, and then they can grow it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how weird is that to have your butt hair on your head? You know what I mean? I mean, I know not everybody's got as much butt hair as I do, but.
That's disgusting. Oh, my God.
This is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. I was looking at an ad for this. It popped up on Facebook. This is how you know that your phone, your Apple phone, listens to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying how I'm jealous that women have Spanx to fall back on because I'd like to hide my fat belly, right? I was looking at male compression garments. They average between $50 and $150, depending how big you want the compression. It's Spanx for men.
Yeah.
$50 to $150 bucks.
That's pretty average.
That's a great investment. It's certainly better than trying to lose weight.
And they're so uncomfortable, though.
And last, I'll mention this. If you're looking to quit smoking, if you're looking for diet pills to try and lose weight that way, I'm not talking about people with depression or a clinical issue, but if you're looking for something just to calm you down, if you got anxiety, those sort of things, those medications will run you between $15 and $150 per bottle.
That's if you have insurance.
So you know what? Just give up on the New Year's resolutions. Have some Fritos and a Miller Lite. Be an American. Watch some Cobra Kai. You'll be just fine.
There you go.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Your friend, friend of yours. I don't want to give her name because I'm afraid of her. She's a very intense person.
Her name is Christina. She's not going to hurt you, but she could.
She absolutely could.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even see it coming.
No.
Mm-mm. She's very, very sweet, but she's definitely.
When she wants to be.
She definitely has a little bit of a strong will.
She tells it like it is.
She does.
100%.
So for that reason, because outside of the show, I am very quiet and non-confrontational. I'd prefer to stand in the corner and hide when I'm in a group setting. I have a little fear of her. But anyway, she was in our wedding, and we've hung out with her many times, and she's very sweet. She has two kind of elderly dogs.
Yes.
So she's really a sweet person. But I'm afraid of her. That's not why I bring all of this up. But speaking of weddings, you have another mutual friend, the two of you, and she is she's not the maid of honor.
She is the maid
of
honor.
She is the maid of honor.
Yes. Okay. So she has she has two best friends. She has me and this other girl.
And you all know each other.
We're mutual friends. I'm just not as close with the other girl, but we did go to high school together.
So you're not close enough with that girl to be invited to this wedding, or you are?
I would be, but I...
She knows you live far away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hopefully won't be. I don't want to go, for being honest. I just don't want to.
Well, why don't you want to go? We don't want to get into all this?
No, I can't. I mean, I just don't...
Is there a rift between you two?
No. I just don't really want to go. I don't want to travel to go. I don't want to pay. And I feel like if I get invited...
You be expected to go to everything?
Yes, I'll have
to do... There's a bachelor party. There's a rehearsal dinner.
They're going to Georgia for their bachelorette party.
They're going to Georgia?
The girls are going to Georgia.
That's a weird place to go.
Yes, that's where they want... They're going to Savannah, Georgia. That's where she wanted to go for her bachelorette
party. They can stop by CNN and see Wolf Blitzer's beard up close.
I guess. But yeah, they're doing that. They're doing the wedding shower. I just don't want... I don't want to do it. I've done it enough.
So Christina, your friend, in addition to being the maid of honor and handling all of that, apparently this husband-to-be, so her friend's groom, has a buddy who's the
best man,
and he's a dope. And so they've asked Christina to also plan the bachelor party.
Yes.
And you were telling me this, and I guess we guys were on the phone chatting, and she's like, you have any ideas? You said, well, I would do this and not that.
Right.
I thought this was bananas to have the maid of honor. I mean, I don't mean this to sound chauvinist or misogynistic at all, but I just think it's very strange to have a woman plan a bachelor party, because this is one of those kind of remnants of the old, you know, where men go out and act like men on purpose and women go out and do girly stuff on purpose, you know? So it'd be strange to have the groom plan the bachelorette party as well.
Well, let me start this off.
Am I wrong?
You're not necessarily
Is this obnoxious?
Wrong. You're not necessarily wrong.
Vinny, do you think this is weird? Yeah,
Weird. Here's how it started, I guess. They had a meeting, and the girls are going to Georgia, and the guys are going to go to Miami because they want to golf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The guy gets FOMO of everything that the girls are doing because his guys are really lazy and don't want to do anything. They didn't even want to go to Miami, asking the people in your wedding to pay for plane tickets and hotels and everything to go out of state is a whole nother story.
Yeah, so if you get invited, you have to fly to Georgia.
Exactly.
And then fly to Detroit for the wedding.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to do it. So,
or spend hours and hours in the car.
Right. So the groom-to-be has FOMO, so he has asked Christina.
Can you stop saying FOMO, please?
Well, he does. He does have FOMO And so he's asked Christina to kind of step in and talk to the guys about getting them to plan some things. Well, Christina, knowing that I've been in a million weddings and I've helped plan them, asked me for my advice. And she's like, yeah, the girls are doing a scavenger hunt. We're going to go bar hopping. Do you think that the guys would like to do this? And I said, absolutely
no.
Not.
Right. The answer is no. Men want to drink. They want to drink. They want to go to the club.
Right.
They want to go golfing. They want to watch action movies. But I don't understand why, if he's got FOMO, that means that the groom does want to do this. You just think that the buddies will not.
I don't think the groom wants to do this. I think.
Well, then what's the FOMO about?
I think the groom wants to have the guys want to do stuff for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going and none of the guys are enthusiastic about going to this party, yeah, because they have to pay to fly to Miami. I mean, they're probably, it's probably really expensive.
There's so much to do in Miami. There's beaches, there's nightclubs. How do they not figure this out for themselves?
They cannot figure it out. They don't know what to do. So I immediately just went to Google and typed in bachelor party in Miami.
Oh my God.
The knot.com pops up with 800 different ideas.
I can't even imagine what comes up there. Probably half of them probably X-rated.
No, well, and that's the thing. He's not that type of guy. He doesn't want any strippers. He doesn't want.
Well, clearly he has FOMO for a scavenger hunt.
Again, I don't think he has FOMO for the scavenger hunt per se. He has FOMO over the fact that she is spending so much time on the bride and, you know, putting in such an effort for the party. And the guys are like, so where are we going?
If you get invited, you're not going. I'm not allowing it. You're not going. I'm not going. We're not going. We have no part of this. And I'll tell you why. It'd be a waste of money. This is not going to work.
No,
somebody called Dr. Phil. I'm sniffing out some big problems here.
Oh, no.
I'm like a wedding soothsayer, and I'm telling you, I got a bad feeling. And let's stay connected on all the socials, on YouTube, wherever you get your podcast, or search Robbie and Rochelle. Are we on Twitch? I hear everybody talking about Twitch.
No, we're not on Twitch.
I feel like we need to get on the Twitch.
We're not gamers, though.
You don't have to be a gamer.
Okay.
You just be, people can listen to the show while they're gaming.
Oh, okay.
So if we have a channel on there, we can be their background music, you know?
We got to talk to our tech guy then, because I have no idea how to do that.
I'm not going to lie. I had to Google what it was.
Oh, well, I know what it is.
Well,
I just
someone asked if we were on Twitch, and so I feel like we should be on Twitch, even though I, up until about 15 minutes ago, didn't know what it was.
Well, ask the tech people, because I don't know how to get us on there.
Well, that's bad boy engineer.
All right.
Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five things you just got to know today to be in to know. All right. Number one, there's a husky. He's named Brutus the Goofus.
Oh, that's a cute name.
And his owner's saying, I love you. I love you. And he says it back.
I love you.
That's pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
I'm obsessed with this idea that animals can talk.
Yeah.
I love that.
Our cat can say hello.
He does. He does say hello.
He says hello.
That's what he's got in that little pea brain of his.
I don't
one
think
word.
He could do three words.
That would be a bit of a challenge.
A
for
little
him.
Bit, yeah.
Of course, being that he's a cat, he thinks he can, but he can't.
Yeah, know? No.
He has all the confidence in the world.
Oh, for sure.
But the lack of thumbs. Number two, speaking of animals, here's the guy. Have you heard about this hashtag birds aren't real thing?
No, what?
There's this thing that's been trending, and this guy started, it's satire. He's trying to raise awareness, kind of like that Don't Look Up movie about climate change
okay.
and about COVID and how people think there's all these hoaxes going on.
Yeah.
And so he started a thing just to point out how ridiculous these online conspiracies are that birds aren't real.
Okay.
Here he is being interviewed.
But it's more than just Gen Z's falling for conspiracy theories. Why?
So he's on the news messing with the people. They're taking him very seriously, and he's like, this is just, you know.
Birds aren't real.
Birds are not real.
Wow, all right.
That cockatoo, pay no attention to it.
He's not there.
Now, if you've ever seen the classic James Bond movie Goldfinger, and I guess some of the other ones, there's a silver Aston Martin that James Bond is known for driving.
Yes,
you know, it's like a $500,000 car.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful piece of machinery.
Sure.
But the one from Goldfinger, the original one from the 60s, I didn't know this. It's been missing for almost 30 years. It has been discovered. It has been appraised at $25 million.
Whoa.
Goldfinger. There it is. So apparently there's a Saudi prince that had it in his possession.
Stop it.
And it's just been, you know, hidden away all this time. So
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
How did they find it? Was it just hanging out in the desert somewhere?
He's got no more gas they need to buy from him, so.
That's how it is with most ways of making big, easy money.
Had to liquidate his stuff to make a little scratch.
Stop it.
He's like, I got no more gas in the reserves. I can't sell you that. You want to buy the James Bond car?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I guess, you know, back in the 60s, they didn't think it'd be worth anything, but it turns out it's worth $25 million.
Wow.
This guy was just a fan of James Bond, bought it. It's had it all these years.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about a little movie news? Betty White is being honored with her own patch by the Girl Scouts.
Oh, I love that.
There are troops around the country participating in the Self-Guided Amazing Women of the Month program, and there is a Betty White patch as a part of that that's available in select municipalities.
Oh my gosh, I want an honorary Girl Scout badge. How do I get one of these?
You just want the cookies.
I want those too, but like Troop 480, call me. I want a patch.
I'm trying to understand your vision for this business.
What do I got to do?
And in other movie news, there's three people who have played Spider-Man on the big screen so far. You got Tobey Maguire,
yeah.
Andrew Garfield,
uh-huh.
and now Tom Hiddleston. What's his name? Something like that?
Something like that.
No, Vinny? Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Which of the three you think has made the most cash?
It's got to be Tobey Maguire, right?
He the OG. He made almost $40 million.
Yeah.
As Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield has made the least, believe
really?
It or not.
Really? Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, he was kind of a lousy Spider-Man. I get that. They didn't invite him back for that No Way Home thing, right?
No. Mm-mm. I'm a Batman fan, so I don't know. It's not...
Well, you got plenty of Batman to choose
from. I know.
From.
Spider-Man's not my jam.
I'm Batman.
And last, at number five, listen to this. There's a woman who posted a picture on Reddit. It's pretty disgusting. She was at her boyfriend's house, and he's only got one bathroom, and she had to go, and he was in there for a long time.
Okay.
I guess he's being a jerk. She's going, I gotta go, babe. I gotta go. Uh-huh. He's not coming out. I don't know if he thought she was kidding or what. So he has a cat. She decided she would use the cat's litter box.
Oh my gosh.
Now she did
Are
clean
you
up.
Serious?
She did clean up after herself, but she took a picture of the litter box and shared this on social media that she was desperate and had to use it.
Oh.
Boyfriend is disgusted. They're not speaking right now. And she was asking for advice on Reddit whether or not, you know, should they try and reconcile because she used his cat's litter box. I say when you gotta go, you gotta go. I get it.
I guess desperate times, at least she didn't just go like in the sink or on the floor or something. But like also
How would you go in the sink? You know
you
what?
Just,
I don't
you just squat.
I don't
mean
wanna...
You get up on the counter
and oh my god!
You gotta you. I mean, desperate times. I don't know.
What's that old clip of when the thing blows up? Oh, the humanity!
Listen, my college years were weird. Okay.
Monday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Sometimes little nuggets come up, and it just makes me question everything. Evan Handler, remember he played Charlotte's husband on Sex and the City?
Oh yes, yeah.
Or and now the ball is dropped or whatever that last thing they did was that everyone were trying to forget about.
Yeah, yeah.
He's 61 today. Sean Colvin celebrates. Remember she had that big hit song, Sonny Came Home, couldn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now nobody's heard of her. Except for us, keeping her memory alive.
I do remember that song. I mean, I probably would have never remembered
it. If you're a celebrity, you think everyone's forgotten you, we keep your memory alive on the Robbie and Michelle Fast Five.
You're welcome.
People do remember Pat Benatar. She was trending the other day because
yeah.
she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
She is 69. George Foreman and his grill. He celebrates today. It's National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
And National Oysters Rockefeller Day.
Oh, that's fun.
Can't eat oysters anymore. I had a bad bunch of oysters. It's the worst food poisoning I've ever had.
Ruined for life.
Ruined for life. Unless you know of a place with a good happy hour, in which case I may reconsider.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Welcome to the frozen tundra, known as January.
Ugh.
So we've been thinking about getting away.
Yeah.
We've been thinking about great vacation destinations or just amazing places that for one reason or another you have visited.
Okay.
Am I saying this right?
Sure. Yeah.
Place we've just got to see.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there. You recommend everybody goes and sees it, goes, visits.
Hmm.
What would you say?
Now,
I've mentioned before, I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I would say, no need to go.
Really?
Now, to be fair, I have not been to the Big Island, which I hear is absolutely serene and beautiful.
Yeah.
But I have been to Oahu and been to Honolulu and the surrounding area, and it was nice.
Yeah.
But I would say that it's Miami or Orlando with a longer plane ride. There's,
okay.
You know, it's just a bunch of hotels on the beach. It's nothing. I don't know why you get to fly 7 hours out there to see it. You know
right.
what I mean?
I would say an all-inclusive resort in general, anywhere.
Any so. One of them?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, because there's something different about going to a regular resort
yeah.
and going to an all-inclusive. Because when you go to that regular resort, it is a vacation, but you still are looking at the bills. You still have to whip out your credit card. You have to have cash for tips. When you go to an all-inclusive, you're really enjoying yourself. It's like you just go and you have fun and you don't worry about it. And it is what it's already paid for. It's done.
Now, we're talking 30 plus years ago, but we took a family vacation when I was a kid to Aruba.
Uh-huh.
That was a beautiful island.
Yeah.
So if you want to do an island, I would recommend recommend that one. And really, any place in the Caribbean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
That's probably a good deal.
A cruise is something I think everyone should experience. It's really...
I guess so. That's not really a place, though, is it? I guess
well,
the cruise ship...
Well, it goes to places.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it doesn't have to... Yeah, I don't know. There are restaurants that I think everyone should experience just because they were so good. So I don't know. I think that that could be anything. But I do think if you go on vacation, you should once in your life experience an all-inclusive resort because it is just a different feeling than going... to just a hotel.
I'll tell you what, I'd recommend Canada to just about anybody.
Really?
Canada's kind of like you get a friend who's got a really hot yeah. husband, and then you meet the brother, and is even better looking. Like, they're similar, but this one's more polite and better looking. That's kind of like yeah. American Canada. You
yeah,
know
I
mean?
Guess because I grew up in the Detroit area, and yeah. we were so close
no big
to
deal
Windsor.
To well, Windsor sucks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Windsor is just an extension of Detroit.
But there's some really Vancouver, not... Toronto, Montreal, yeah. Quebec City. There's some beautiful
it's
cities.
Cold,
in
though. It,
yeah, well, it's don't cold. Don't go now. Go in July, and it's a really nice trip.
Maybe do, yeah, okay, all right.
I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan of Memphis, Tennessee. I had more fun partying in Memphis than people talk about Las Vegas. Memphis mm-hmm. has got all kinds of bars. They let you drink bar to bar. You can bring your drink with you.
You can do that anywhere now, which is great. You can get the little to-go sippy cups.
I suppose, yeah.
It's COVID.
But Ben, when you're, especially if you're, you know, there to party.
Yeah.
It's fun to be able to buy a drink and bring it to the next place. Mm-hmm. You're spending less money.
Sure.
I mean, the place is a lot of fun. And
absolutely.
They got all that rock and roll history there in Memphis. Or if you're a music buff, that was kind of fun. So
well,
that's a place you might not think to go on vacation. People think of Nashville, which mm-hmm. is nearby. Memphis is way better.
Yeah, Nashville's nothing great.
No.
I don't think so, at
no,
least.
No, it's super super honky-tonky. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course it is, because it's country music, but I'm just saying, it's kind of...
It's just very populated,
yeah.
too. It's like...
You know when you walk through an airport and they get the gift shop with stuff from
yeah.
the city you're in? That's what Nashville's like.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
Place you've been, maybe it's a vacation destination, you say, you got to go. Mm-hmm. You got to see it before you die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's going to be some more fantastical answers than what you just got out of us.
Probably.
But we're looking for them now. That's your he said.
She said.
We're thinking travel getaways just underway. Today's he said.
She said.
Is there a place you've been? Maybe it was on vacation. Maybe you just happened to visit. Maybe you've stumbled upon it. Maybe it's a place you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
That you say, oh my gosh, if you've never seen it, you got to see it.
Yeah.
How do you answer that?
Katie said, Robbie, you're wrong. Hawaii is a must see for everyone.
Yeah, people argue with me about this a lot.
I think you just had a bad experience. You went on a family trip. It wasn't a great time for you. I think maybe we need to go back.
I don't want to get on a plane and go for 7 hours. I mean, it's just too far. There's plenty of warm beaches where you don't have to travel that far.
Well, either. Maybe I need to go without you then.
Okay. Well,
Nikki said to a sports game and you have to get your face on the Jumbotron somehow. It's definitely a once in a lifetime experience.
I mean, I guess. I never had any desire to be on a Kiss
sure.
cam, but...
Well, why does the Jumbotron have to be the Kiss cam?
Why else are you going to be on the Jumbotron?
I don't know. Kevin
usually
Hart was on it for like the kid thing.
Because they're making fun of him. That's what I mean. Like if you spill something on yourself, you end up on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm not a fan of the Jumbotron.
I guess so. Patrick said, Dick's Last Resort, such a fun experience.
All right. We'll leave all that right. one alone. Let's go to line number two.
I'm going to say definitely Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You feel like you weren't expecting that answer.
I don't know. Yeah, that's absolutely one of those places I think, I mean, I've never been, but I'd love to go, so I get that.
You think she was going to say Peoria? I mean, what?
I don't know. I just, I don't know. I guess when we were talking about this topic initially, I was thinking it was going to be all food, because that's always where my mind goes. So I guess there's food in Italy, though.
Yeah. All right, thanks for being there. Thanks for listening. Back to line one.
Definitely a strip club.
Really?
Absolutely.
Now, why do you say that?
It's just pretty interesting to see fools over a woman dancing naked.
Now, what about a Magic Mike situation? Would you recommend going to a male review?
That's exciting, too. Yes, that's pretty interesting, too. All these women dreaming about these men that they'll never get.
Well, that was intense.
I like it.
It's kind of funny you say all this because I have never been to a strip club.
It's not true.
It is true. I have never been to a strip club, and I know that's unusual for a man to say he's never been to, but I have never been to one. I've been
I don't believe it.
Well, it's absolutely true. I have been inside one, but I have not.
He's been inside. He's eaten there. He's had breakfast with said dancers, but he's never been to a strip club.
That's absolutely true. We had friends that we met at a dance club that were girls that did that, but uh-huh. We didn't go there as patrons of the club. We mm-hmm. we met with them because we knew them. I don't know why you think that means I went. I never sat in the room. I never gave anybody a dollar bill.
Uh-huh.
Never. That's absolutely true.
Okay.
I guess the debate just ends there.
Yep,
okay.
It does.
You just sat on the other side of the room where the bar area was. house, right?
No, we went in the back.
No, he went in the back room. Yeah.
And in the kitchen. An amazing destination, a place you've been, for whatever the reason. We should go too, in your opinion. Where is it? What is it? That's your He Said.
She Said.
More coming up.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Naturally, this whole segment has turned into Robbie is wrong, Hawaii is amazing, because I had the unpopular opinion that Hawaii is fine, but it's overrated. We were talking about an amazing place you've been, whether it was on vacation or you visited or you had a friend that lived there, and you say, everyone should go. Mm-hmm. Where is that place?
Diana said a front row seat at a concert, especially if it's your favorite band.
See, that's a great answer. Yeah. I like it. It's not necessarily like a city or whatever. It's
an experience.
An experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Gemma said you have to do a ride along with a cop. It's so exciting. I think that could be fun, I guess.
You know how when you get married and it starts to rain and they tell you it's good luck?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the same sort of thing. Like you're, you know, they pick you up for jaywalking or something. You're like, a ride along with a policeman is, it's super fun. Everyone should try it.
A ride along is not a ride in the back, though. You're confusing. Oh, that would be you're arrested. A ride along is when you get to ride in the front.
So you pretend to be cop buddies. I got you.
Yeah. And you could turn on the lights and go flying down the street. Yeah. I could see how that could be
you
fun.
You can turn on the lights. Surely they're going to let you do that.
Kenny said skydiving anywhere in the world will do. There's nothing like that thrill.
All right.
I'm out on that one. I don't want to ever
I've always
skydive.
Wanted to do
no.
it. I
nope.
would like to do it, but zero I know desire. I'd be afraid. They'd have to throw me out of the plane.
You should have seen me on the Ferris wheel with the kids. Like they thought I had gone crazy because I couldn't open my eyes. No, never in a million years could
there
I ever
There is
skydive.
A alarming lack of safety precaution taken on most Ferris wheels.
Exactly. The doors are flapping. Everything's flying. No. Like then you're stuck up at the top forever while they're loading people on. Like I mean, I don't,
just to go in a ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese, there's so many rules for safety. And yet here you are 30
yes.
feet off the ground.
Yes.
Ready to plunge to your death.
Yes.
Line number two.
Well, there's this restaurant in Little Italy, New York, called Umberto's Clam House.
Oh, sure. We've been there. Yeah.
You've been there?
We have.
We have, actually.
That's where Crazy Joe Gallo was killed.
Yes.
Yeah, they have linguine and clams there. That's just the best I've ever had.
Now, what's too bad is that the place that is Umberto's now is not the place where the murder happened, the mafia murder. That place is still an Italian restaurant, but it's across the street. So the current
that's
Umberto.
That's too bad? Are you saying that's too bad?
Well, you can still eat at the murder site. You just can't eat. It's not called Umberto's. The current Umberto's is a different space. Just yeah. FYI. Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't affect the quality of the food.
I'm sure right. it doesn't. All right, we'll keep this going all day. You can text us. You can hop on Facebook. It's a ride along.
Sure.
Buddy Buddy Cops.
Uh-huh.
Your hashtag mom. No, what are we doing? He said.
She said.
That's what it is.
Have some more coffee.
Okay.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.